Now, our parents, they express their love in a certain way. Like, it won't be physically said to you, I love you, or, you know, the basically the key phrase. It won't be physical, or like the hugs, they won't, like, I know for fathers, they won't give you a hug, as well as, like, being physical with that. I think it's due to because how they've been brought up, is their mindset and how their parents have brought them up into a different manner. And because they have this different mindset, it doesn't necessarily mean they don't love you. It's that they have their own way to express their love. I know that if I like some type of food, for example, like lychees or something, the next day my father would have brought so much. There'd be like 3-4 boxes of them just sat in the kitchen. Like, the way that fathers and mothers and our parents express their feelings is in a way different, but it's expressed in their own way. And I feel like us as sons, daughters, children should see this in a different perspective, rather than thinking that, oh, parents don't love their children, or my parent doesn't do this for me, my parent doesn't do that for me. They need to understand in a different perspective that they won't be able to do that because that's not how they've been brought up. Unlike you, like, you come across these different people nowadays, you have different perspectives, you read different things, that has developed you in different character. But for your parents, it's how they've been brought up, so they're stuck to that mindset. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant our parents long lives and allow them to be granted Jannatul Firdaus when their time has come. Ameen. Jazakallahu khairat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you with many happiness and allow this podcast to be a very success. Ameen.
Should I give my love to, my respect and my honor to? Who should I pray good mind to? After Allah and Rasulullah, God's your mother. Who next, your mother? Who next, your mother? And then your father. Cause who used to hold you and clear you and clothe you?
Who used to and always be with you when you were sick, stayed up all night holding you tight? That's right, your mother. My mother.
Alright,
I skipped it. Say Alhamdulillah. Thank you, Allah. Thank you, Allah, for my mother.
Okay.
A love letter to my Yabiji. My Yabiji. A mother, a grandmother, a sister, a daughter, a servant of Allah. To reduce you to a few words on a page is an insult in itself, but you must forgive me. Wordplay and sentences and metaphors are the ways I express my gratitude, ways I express the magnitude of your effect, ways I remind myself who you are when I begin an attitude. Crazy enough, you were a child once, a teenager, a sissy, a young woman. Before you became my mother, swept up by responsibilities, you were young and wild.
My fondest memory
from childhood
was when we traveled to our hometown for Eid, or during the holiday that we go to visit my grandma. Yeah, it's always fun. We don't sleep from that previous day to the next day. We are not going to sleep. That's when we start packing. We get things. We don't fold them. We just put everything into the box. Pum, 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 pum. Like, we will never come back to our place anymore, because we live in a town and our place is a village. So we go to visit my grandma, my grandparents, all my grandparents, both for my mom and for my dad. So it's always fun when we are there. Yeah.
To me, you go up through those faded mirrors of yourself. There was a gap now, from you now, a mother of five who has been pained with grief and loss and has overcome it. And you then, a bustling university student whose mind was filled with math equations.
Nobody ever gets through hardship, totally. But The only thing that I know is God gave me that opportunity to get close to Him. So when it's so painful, when I'm not happy about it, when I'm sad, when I'm down, when it's going towards depression, I always go back to Him. And He has never failed me. He has never failed me. Everything that I ask all my life, He has been doing it. He has not, for any time, because I wholeheartedly pour my mind that, you know, la hawla wala quwwata illa billah. I don't have anything. I don't know anything. I don't have any power over my life, over anything that I'm going to do, except Him. It's only when He does it for me that it can be done. If He's not doing it, He's not doing. So when I'm sad, I go to Him, I do dhikri, I go to my Quran, I read my Quran. Sometimes I just go open the Quran and it just leads me to the pain that I'm going through at that moment. And it calms me down, and that's it. And I'm not the type of person that really holds things for a long time. I just come out and people will see me laughing, dancing, smiling, singing, and that's it.
We've gone together, me and you, through those misunderstandings, those misplaced words, those after-argument conversations. Though your mirror may have become more faded as the memories of your bustling days become buried under the discoveries and achievements and lies of your children, it will never disappear. I may not have known Silifa, the young woman who excelled in mathematics more than any other subject, or the Silifa embarking on her journey of marriage, or Silifa, the new mother of bouncing baby twins, but I know my Yabeji. I know the mother who has successfully raised a village of children. I know the mother who has embarked on a journey of understanding her religion despite others thinking she might be too old. I know the Yabeji I can sit with for hours, our conversations ranging from the meaning of life to our emotions to the meaning of death. We know each other now, more than we could have years ago. And I'm glad to know you, and I'm glad to call you my Yabeji.
When I was young, when I just started being a mother, I used to have a friend, my first daughter. When I grow enough to have a child, my second daughter, we used to put our children in the same daycare. So that my friend's son used to cry when the mom is going, but my daughter is a very calm one. She never cries. So I think, am I not doing it right? Does it mean that my daughter don't love me? So why is she not crying when I'm leaving? Why is she not crying when I'm leaving? Why is she like that? So I used to think I'm not doing things right. But as I grow up, I understand that children are different. It's not me, it's the child. And despite all that, what I really love most is seeing my children growing to become what I want them to be together, growing to be worshiping Allah, to understand the religion, then to understand me, their mother, that even when I scold them, I don't mean harm. Yeah. That is what I love most. And the relationship that we built together. And when I close my eyes, they know what it means. When I open it, they know what it means. When I lie down, they call me, are you all right? All that. So that's the most, the happiest time in my life. Seeing my children growing. And we grow together. Yeah. It's a very fun relationship with my parents. My father was a very strict one, very, very strict, but my mom is the very soft one. So even if my mom smack you, she will call you back into the room and apologize for smacking you. But my dad, oh my goodness, he will smack you and he will tell you not to cry when you are smacked. when you get, not even small smack, real beating, then he will tell you not to. But you can see that he's doing it from the goodness part of his heart. It's not just trying to hurt you. He just want to he just want to make sure
discipline
you. And it really, really works. It really, really works because he's doing it out of love. You will know that he really loves us. He's not a wicked man. He makes sure he pays our school fees. He spends everything that he needs to spend on us. And when we are going to school, he will be the one to teach us. I remember my father taught me English to pass GCSE English. He will get past questions. He will ask me to practice. He will read it. He will mark it. And he does that every day when he comes back from.
That's exactly what he did for me for Max.
Yeah. That's what he does. He did that for me. That's why I was able to. I had the lowest credit of in English, but at least he was the one that did that job. So you know that even if he's beating you, he's doing it out of love. Yeah. And that has helped me because my parents showed me a lot of love. A lot of love. Even when I did something wrong that they need to forget me, and he was still calling me back, he was still talking to me, they were still loving me despite that. And that's what has taught me to do the same for my children. Even when I'm not happy, they see it on my face that I'm not happy with what they have done. And sometimes I smile too. Oh.
What do you love the most about being a twin with me, your beautiful sister, twin sister?
First of all, I like being the best looking twin.
Oh, please.
But if I have to be specific and actually be soppy and try to act like I like you, I guess I like our laughs.
Sorry. That was a weird way to phrase it. I like our laughs, but...
No, not like our laugh.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean. Like when we're joking and stuff.
Like,
yeah.
The jokes is... No lie, sometimes your jokes do bang. But like, I don't know. I guess, you know, to have someone that you know is similar to you yet different, you know, in gender, like you can have different... you can have like... perspective, someone I'm not scared to come up to and talk to, I guess. Because like we like stand my name, there might be some stuff I might be like, do they really care?
Because they're a bit older.
Do they really care about that? But like with you, I feel like it's easy to just,
because we're going through the same thing. We're literally at the same time. Like we're going through our GCSEs at the same time, A levels, uni, like, all of that.
I guess in a way, you kind of like, oh, you're gonna enjoy this
story. Good.
Well, you kind of set me on the right path.
Oh, stop it!
Like, what way? Just personally, like, you always come up to me like, oh, have you done this about your coursework? Well, no, sorry, not your coursework. Well, I guess your coursework as well.
I wrote your personal statement for you.
Personal statement, like, just constantly, as annoying as it was, it showed that you cared.
Should I say what I love most about being a twin? Okay. I think it's the same thing. I just love the fact that we both understand each other to a level. Even though we have obviously with one who's the same age as us as well, it's different because we're in the same house. You know, we can talk about things. Again, I do have a different perspective since you are a man. You know, but yeah, it's nice, I guess. Okay, what do you think you hate the most about being a twin? No, you know what I hate the most? I know what I hate the most. When I say to people I'm a twin, they're like,
people that have gone to school with for years. And it's not like I kept it a secret.
Exactly.
And I go, I'm a twin.
Bro, this literally happened 2 weeks ago.
I said, my twin sister or something.
They're like, you're a twin.
And everyone was like, you're lying. I said, wow.
And then they're like, oh my gosh, what is it like being a twin? I've always wondered. I'm like, it's literally, we share the same birthday and that's basically it. Like, we don't have the same friends. We don't hang out in the same places. Oh, if we were identical twins.
You'd have to look like me.
No, you have to look like me.
You can't have two ugly sisters, but you just can't.
No, but you know the other thing I like that about us being twins is that we get to go to the same dentist appointments, like orthodontist appointments. I'm not gonna lie, I would be terrified to go to orthodontist appointment alone. But then now that we're separating, like you're going to uni and stuff, we probably will have to be. Oh no! Do not talk about that.